But we saw a movie called Anyone But You with Tiffany. Sweet, oh, I switched to the wrong camera. With
Tiffany.
Tiffany Sweeney. I'm trying to say Tiffany Sweeney. Sydney Sweeney. We saw.
Made up a new person?
Yeah. Who am I thinking about? Tiffany Haddish and Sydney Sweeney? I don't know. But we
don't
saw it on
either.
Netflix, and it was, I mean, I heard good things about it. I heard that it was doing good in the theaters, but for some reason, I didn't want to go to the movie. I think we might have planned to go see it in the theaters, and then something happened. We never got around to seeing it, so we watched it on Netflix. But I really did enjoy it. I thought it was a good movie. So real fast, what was your quick thoughts
I
on
mean,
it?
it's super. I,
It was so
if you're
cute.
wa if you're expecting something different than any other
Rom-com?
rom-com type movie, like a different outcome,
Yeah.
you're not going to get it because
It's typical,
it
but paint.
follows the normal plot lines.
But in the middle, getting there, they made some a few trope changes. They didn't stick to all the tropes. They stick to a lot of them, but there was some
But
that they didn't. I'll give them
I mean,
that.
it didn't bother me. I
Yeah.
just If you're going into it expecting to see something totally different,
Yeah.
no, it's a rom-com and it does what rom-coms do.
Yeah.
But it was super cute.
So cat.
I had a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Australian surfer dude
Was the funniest
was
part.
pretty funny.
Yeah. I thought
Forget what
that.
his name, what they
Yeah.
were calling him, but
I thought that the tropes that they did break were like things like for you to like the person that you're meant to be with, you gotta hate the boyfriend or the girlfriend that they're with. They have to be a jerk. They
I mean,
did
they
it. They did
didn't,
it
yeah.
with one of the characters. Like you rooted for Sydney Sweeney's character because the other girl on the other side the guy that she was meant to be with could be the person that he could choose. She was a total jerk. But on Sydney Sweeney's side, the guy that everybody were expecting her to get with, her ex-boyfriend, he wasn't a jerk at all. He was a nice guy. So they like it was situations where they broke rom-com norms that we've seen over the years, and in a lot of ways they kept them all they kept them all intact. The cast was funny.
I
I can
mean,
see
Dermot
why.
Mulroney is great as always. He's
Which one?
Sydney Sweeney's dad.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been around forever, and he's good.
the guy who played Dollar, I think his name was on that show Dave that I watched. I love. I can't remember if his name was Dollar or not, but that the friend of the family who was, I don't know. I can't remember his name. Anyway, overall, it was a good time. It was a good movie. I can see why this movie did so well. It worked very well because it was rated R. Being rated R really helped. The fact that they didn't hold back with the jokes and some of the raunchy humor, it helped. If this was rated PG-13, this probably wouldn't have worked as well for me. But it being an R-rated movie, it made it a lot funnier, in a lot of ways. But overall, it was just a very well done little rom-com, and so far, it is the best movie she's done. I mean, I've seen more of her movies than you have, but out of all the movies that she's got out right now, that's the best one. Way above Madam Web. Way. Way. But that's gonna forever be her worst movie. But this is her best movie so far. And I liked the horror movie that she just did with and when she's playing the nun. That movie was good, but and it's hard to compare the two, but this movie, I can see why this movie was such a financial success and such a hit. So if you got time to watch it on Netflix, go out there, go check it out. Thank you guys for watching our video. I really do appreciate it. Remember, you can support our show by becoming a member or a patron. So click the subscribe button. Don't forget to ring the bell for notifications so you'll never miss out on when we go live or post new content. Let's stay connected, grow this community together. Like, subscribe, comment, and let's keep talking.